saw safety for the homeowner. For more information, call Cornell Cooperative Extension of Greene County at 518-622-9820 or Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia County at 518-828-3346.
Welcome to Roots Runners Rhizomes, Health and Healing from the Underground. I'm Sarah Faulkner.
And I'm Lauren Gembroni.
This show is dedicated to exploring healing and wellness from a liberatory perspective, critiquing top-down systems and institutions.
Instead, we look up and around from below and alongside the way that roots and rhizomes grow.
Our show has not been evaluated by the FDA or any official licensing body, and our intention is not to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease on air.
By providing discussion, critique, and information from a variety of viewpoints, we hope you'll feel more empowered, informed, and resourced as you explore your own options for self-care and working with different practitioners and providers.
So for today's show, we're going to be sharing some remedies for colds and flu, talking about self-care, taking good care of yourself. Because it seems like with the seasonal transition lately, everybody, Lauren and I included, has had a cold in the last couple of weeks.
It's true. But first, we want to mention that a week from today, we'll be leading a weed walk on September 26th, starting at 5:30. We are going to meet at the Hudson Community Garden on Columbia Street and 2nd, just on the corner there. And a weed walk is like also called a plant walk. What we'll be doing is taking a walk around and identifying and discussing the medicinal weeds that are growing all around us.
It'll be nice that maybe some of you came to our last weed walk, and that was sort of in the height of summer, and plants look a little different now as we're winding down for fall and winter. Plants that are perennials, their energy's going down into their roots, or maybe they've made seeds for the next generation. So even the plants you met a few months ago, you might not recognize. So it'll be good to meet them now.
Absolutely. And there's a suggested donation of $5 with the proceeds going to the teaching herbal beds in the community garden, but no one will be turned away. And if you're interested in getting involved in the community garden, we will be speaking with Robin Vockel, the person who's in charge of organizing garden plots, so you can talk to her about getting involved if you'd like to.
All right. Great. So today...
Colds.
So how are you feeling today, Lauren?
Well, I'm doing all right. You know, I got this cold last week. About a week and a half ago. And so my energy is much better, but I just can't get rid of my congestion. It's all just like sitting in my nose and at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, and I'm hearing that from a lot of folks, myself included. And, you know, it's interesting. Colds are viruses, of course, and viruses mutate. And it definitely does sometimes seem like different years have different styles of colds. Like,
interesting.
You know, have you noticed that some years it's like everyone's like, yeah, it's lasting longer than it usually lasts. Like this one, a lot of people are like, yeah, I feel okay, but, you know, I have all this snot in my nose every day.
Or it's like happening earlier than people expected, you know, because it got kind of cold pretty quickly all of a sudden.
Yeah. So that's kind of an interesting thing. Yeah. So a lot of folks I've been talking to have a lot of sinus congestion. So what are, well, do you want to talk about your experience with this cold or in general?
Yeah.
What we like to do when we get colds.
Sure. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about fire cider, which is a really easy to make at home thing, which I think is very useful for colds.
And you can have that on hand, right? You make a batch of it and you can store it, right?
Right. So what fire cider is chopped up horseradish, ginger, cayenne, and garlic. And these are all fresh. And you chop up like an equal amount of each of those things. So however much you have on hand. And then I put those in a jar, like a quart jar, or I think I made a quart jar last year, which this year I'm hoping to make like at least a half gallon because I like to offer it at market. But and then you cover that whole thing with apple cider vinegar. So again, it's horseradish, garlic, cayenne, and ginger covered in apple cider vinegar. And then each day I shake it up just because some of the particles settle to the bottom. It's good to just keep shaking it up and get everything moving in that jar and let it sit for about 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, you can just pour it off as you need it. You mm-hmm. can either strain the whole thing mm-hmm. And seal it up, or you can pour it off as you need it. And what I do when I start to come down with what feels like a cold, I take a tablespoon of fire cider in water a couple times a day. Mm-hmm. Folks can maybe take it 3 times a day, but I kind of take it every couple hours. Mm-hmm. And what it does is, you know, the apple cider vinegar helps kind of cleanse and detox my system. But all of those herbs or veggies, whichever, you're kind of both, it's like food, they all like break up the congestion. You know, if you've ever had like a lot of wasabi with sushi, mm-hmm. it's like in the horseradish family, mm-hmm. you know, all that heat goes right up to your sinuses and can make you tear. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the ginger and the horseradish and the cayenne, they're all doing that. They're working to like rise mm-hmm. and bring the heat up to mm-hmm. your sinuses mm-hmm. and to just break up that cold and congestion. And then garlic is what's been called for a long time poor man's penicillin. So it's like nature's antibiotic. And so, yeah, folks, that's fire cider.
And the ginger and the cayenne are also analgesic, which is nice right. if you feel like a little achy or you have some sinus pain.
And what does analgesic mean?
Yes, that means it fights pain, or it helps you not feel pain. Mm. So that's like an aspirin is an analgesic, or you know, right. over-the-counter remedies like the Tylenol or ibuprofen, those might be analgesics. People are more familiar with. So yeah, so both those ingredients will help with that kind of achiness too.
Yeah.
And garlic is really powerful on its own, of course, and you yeah. can always many people take a clove of raw garlic and tuck it in their cheek between mm. the, you know, it's kind of suck on it. That's really good for a toothache as well. Mm. Antimicrobial means all the little critters, whether it's a virus or bacteria or I think even mold and fungus, garlic fights. So that's a real useful one too.
Yeah.
So that's a really good general remedy.
Yeah. You know, just real quick, though, another really great way to get raw garlic in is a little trick that I learned from my roommates, Nicholas and Eileen. They would take like a whole bulb of garlic and just either in a garlic press or chop it up really fine, throw it in a bowl with a little pinch of salt and cover it in olive oil, and mm-hmm. then you can spread that on whatever you're
nice.
Eating
nice.
And eat that throughout the day.
Nice.
And that's really quick and easy.
Nice. Yeah, and also the great thing about a lot of these things is you can take them like medicine, like a couple spoons, you know, but or you can just eat them
right.
with your regular food that you're eating already, and they taste pretty good, right?
Yeah, yeah. So what's one of your favorites?
Well, when I'm first coming down with a cold, I like to take all those spicy things and kind of increase my fluid intake.
Right.
Usually when I have a cold, it starts with a sore throat, and okay. I've read that bacteria and viruses actually, when you're first coming down with the cold, there's a lot of them congregating in your throat.
Mm.
And so I like to gargle because that sort of mechanically, you know, washes the area out. But thyme, the herb thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, has a real affinity for the throat and for fighting colds. So I'll like make a little tea and gargle with that. That's kind of the first thing I do.
Nice.
And I think we both love elderberry.
Yeah.
And you'll remember the last show, Lauren shared a recipe for elderberry syrup.
Oh, right. Yeah. Folks can get that on the archive in mm-hmm. case they missed that.
Mm-hmm. And making elderflower tea is a mm-hmm. nice remedy.
Super antiviral.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can also take the ingredients for fire cider and make just a fresh hot tea.
Right, or like a soup.
A soup, a right. broth. Yeah, you know, soup is a great way when you're not feeling well to get more fluid in and your herbs mm-hmm. and to get a little nutrition in too. Mm. So you can
yeah.
throw all those things in any soup you're already making.
Right, and it's good that you said the gargle, too, because, you know, most people have dried thyme already in the house,
mm-hmm.
and most folks have access to hot water,
mm-hmm.
and most folks have salt already.
Right, too, and you want to put a pinch of salt in that water, we forgot to say, too, yes.
Right, so just, you know, it's super easy, like mm-hmm. a super easy go-to.
And you feel better right away, too. Usually it relieves symptoms right away, which yeah. is nice.
Yeah, that's great.
So those are kind of some general things we do at the beginning of a cold. How about You want to talk maybe about some specific symptoms that people might be struggling with? You've got a lot of sinus congestion still lingering, right?
Yeah.
What you doing for that?
You know, not too much. Because I was just kind of ready to get back to my life and get, you know, plugging away at work. You know, what I had been doing, which is another important thing, is resting. You know, I was taking a bunch of naps. Just because I was just feeling so tired. You know, colds really knock me out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing a lot of resting. So I kind of felt like once I woke up that one day and my energy was so much better, I kind of forgot to keep up with the herbs and the remedies, because it was just like all of a sudden I could finally like get things done again. So
I've heard a lot of folks say that too. When they start to feel better, they just go right back to what they think they should be doing. And with colds, I've found it seems like if people kind of give themselves a little slack around that and rest more than, you know, they're like, well, I feel okay now. If you can just rest a little extra around the whole thing, you actually get better faster. It's the folks who tend to keep going to work, don't sleep enough.
Just lingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like what I'm trying to do right now is switch out my hanky as much as possible, because I like to use a handkerchief, but, you know, I don't want it to linger around for too long. And I've been doing ginger tea, just nice and warm. And I've also, because my congestion is like, I can feel it sitting at the top of my lungs. Mm-hmm. And I'm not necessarily coughing all the time, but when I cough, it's like pretty serious. It's like everything's kind of coming on up. So I started to drink mullein and sage tea just to keep like bringing it up, bringing it up from my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And
in cold medicine terms, they always label that expectorant, right?
Right.
Yeah, that means bringing the mucus out of the lungs. Yeah.
Right. So I just started that and can't quite tell what's happening, but it seems, you know, things seem to be kind of coming up and out. So that's good.
Yeah. Mucus is not all mucus is created equally, I would say. when it comes to dealing with mucus, different herbs can have different effects. Like Lauren was just saying that the mullein can bring mucus up from the lungs. Sometimes mucus is runny. Sometimes mucus is really stuck in your sinuses. Right. And you might want to use different herbs for different situations. If I have, like, at the beginning of a cold and my nose is really runny and I'm kind of sneezing a lot, I'll use eyebright, Euphrasia officinalis. It's also in the Chinese pharmacopoeia. Chinese herbs use eyebright as well. And there's a homeopathic preparation of it, too. And that's also great when you have, like, springtime allergies and you're just kind of weepy and your eyes are running, and it can make you feel better right away. But, you know, sometimes further on into the cold, you have mucus really deep and kind of sticky, or maybe when you first wake up in the morning. What are some things you like to use for that situation? The fire cider's great, and real spicy things, broth, drinking hot broth. Onions are also an expectorant.
Steams, maybe?
Nasal like steam. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there's even other stuff besides herbs we can get into, right?
Yeah.
There's there's neti pot. Do you want to talk a little bit about using a neti pot?
Do you feel like doing that? I feel like I'm still forming a relationship with the dear old neti pot.
Yeah, there's a...
I'm a fan. I'm just not very good at it.
Oh, well, it's not a contest, I would say. Yeah, the neti pot, there's a lot of different ways that people use them, too. And so I'm thinking each person's personal nasal ecology probably requires a different formula. Because I certainly... The first couple of times I used neti pot, it actually made my symptoms worse, and I think I dried my sinuses out too much. So I'm not going to say to folks listening that there's a perfect formula. I would encourage you to do your own research and experiment a little bit. But the essentials is that you take clean water at a temperature that feels good to the inside of your body. And remember, your internal temperature is 98.6 or higher if you're not feeling well. A good way to test the temperature of water is on the inside of your wrist, just like some people when they heat food for babies, they do that too, or formula or whatever, reheating breast milk. So make sure the temperature is going to feel good in your nose. not too hot, not too cold. Mm-hmm. And then you take, like, I used to use a gravy boat, but of course you can buy a Petit pot. And it's like a pinch or so of pure, clean sea salt is best. Some people make an herbal mixture, but, you know, maybe if you're just starting out, just the salt actually buffers the water so that it feels like a natural body fluid, like your tears, right, has a little salt. A lot of people go, oh, Nettie, I hate it when I get, you know, water up my nose when I'm swimming. Well, it doesn't feel like that at all because it's buffered with the salt.
Right.
So what you do is you pour the water into one nostril and you tilt your head at an angle that feels good to you, and it's going to wash out your sinuses.
Right.
And it's really great if you have post-nasal drip, you know, where that means where the mucus is kind of dripping down the back of your throat and you keep going and it's just like irritating. And so the neti pot's great for that kind of stuff. But you know, you can read more about that, or you can, health food store has them pre-packaged, you know, with instructions, which, you know, you can just read the box and figure it out on your own too if you don't want to buy something in the store like that.
But I've also like snorted salt water out of my palm before.
I've done that too. Yeah, exactly. You don't need the equipment. You know, the general idea is that you buffer the water with some salt, so it feels like your body fluid, and you're just washing your sinuses out. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's pretty non-invasive. You're not ingesting anything. It's about as natural as it gets. And then some people also like, of course, just to inhale steam.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right. Do you like to do that over the stove? What's your method for that?
I've done, you know, heating up water on the stove, mm-hmm. and then, taking like a big pot, and pouring hot, you know, pouring boiling water within a pot. And I've put a dear friend, Caroline, had given me a bay laurel leaves from California, which she recommended for you know, congestion.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend had given me some eucalyptus oil on a trip that she took to Australia.
Nice.
So I put those in the boiling water and then stuck my face over it and put a towel over my head and just inhaled and just kind of sat over it.
Make like a little tent with the towel over
right,
it. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And then it was a good idea for me to have like a hanky. I like took my mom's bathrobe that she had given me, this like really cozy kind of fleece bathrobe, and had a hanky in the pocket because I just started dripping. My nose just started dripping, but it felt really good. It felt like things were opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like I could just drain.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. Do you
use peppermint leaves too, which is a nice, real locally available,
mm-hmm.
and easy. Any of the menthol kind of, you know, minty family,
right?
Will work for that, I find. Yeah. Again, you know, don't burn yourself. Like, test it with your wrist or something, and don't get your face too close to the steam.
Sure. Yeah.
That's a good thing. What else here? Oh. So that's sinus stuff. Any other herbs you like? Golden seal. Sometimes when people have a tendency towards a real deep nasal congestion and infection, like say the mucus is starting to turn colors, you know, like especially
yellow,
green.
Yeah.
You're maybe something's going on deep in there. The garlic is great.
Right.
But golden seal is a real specific for that kind of mucus that's real entrenched.
Right. Okay. And could you use echinacea in that way too?
A lot of people use them together, right?
Okay.
They kind of the happy family of echinacea and golden seal.
And echinacea is like just more readily available around here.
Yes.
Golden seal's an endangered
plant,
but people are definitely, you know, growing it, and it's and it's great, but it has been over harvested, and it's just you have to be careful where you get your golden seal from. But I see a lot of people around here in Columbia County growing echinacea as just like a beautiful lawn plant. I'm wondering if they even know. I guess it's also called coneflower, but it is really growing pretty vibrantly around here, which is great. And it's getting time to start to dig it up in fall time. So
yeah, and the part of the plant that you use is the roots,
right?
And if you make a tincture of the fresh roots, it can, if you put it straight on your tongue, it's kind of tingly and electric feeling. It's really, Right. Nice feeling.
Right.
Very powerful.
It makes my tongue go numb.
Oh, yeah. So that's sinus stuff.
Yeah.
Coughs and sore throats are, of course, another part of having a cold. What are some things you like to use? We already talked a little bit about thyme as having a real affinity for sore throats.
Right.
What are some of your favorite?
Licorice. Mm-hmm. I really like licorice. And I like hyssop-infused honey. Honey is really good for sore throats. And licorice I really like because it puts moisture back, and it's also an antiviral. And it just kind of sweetens up any kind of other tea that I'm drinking. And I like the taste of licorice. Not everyone does. You have to be careful if you have high blood pressure with licorice, as some herbalists say. You want to just not go overboard with it. What about you? What do you like?
Honey's really great. I like, and I like to make medicines in honey in general. You can really infuse most herbs in honey. I've even had fresh garlic infused honey, which is really awesome. But I've made preparations of thyme and sage in honey. Ginger in honey is also nice. And that's also, again, a little bit, if you have a real sore throat, that can help. And you can, like, Ricola, the commercially available cough drops, are basically an old Swiss recipe that's like all the herbs we've been talking about together in sweetness. Hyssop, thyme, horehound, I think, is another herb. Mint. I like to gargle if I have a sore throat. Slippery elm is also like licorice. It's demulcent and emollient, which means that it makes kind of like a gooey, slippery substance. So when you mix it with water or if you just chew on it. So that means, you know, if your throat is really sore and dried out, that feels really good and soothing and protective.
Right. Marshmallow root, too.
That
makes me think that, you know, maybe at that time folks can be eating warm oatmeal because oatmeal will put moisture back. I wonder if someone's calling for us.
I don't know how
oats. And then if you eat oatmeal in the morning, you know, you can put some slippery elm powder right on top of that. You can put your elderberry syrup right on top of that. You can put honey, right? You can cook it with cinnamon or ginger.
Oh, yeah. Cinnamon's another great antiviral, antimicrobial. Warming. Yeah, warming. Feels good. Besides herbs... Okay, well, we were just talking a little bit about food, and I'm a little hungry, too, so I think that came up naturally. What are some... Now, those are a lot of things we can do when we have a cold. What are some things that are good to maybe avoid?
Oh, right.
At least temporarily.
Sugar.
While you have a cold. Yeah, sugar, I mean, really makes a big difference.
The honey, I guess, is okay, but the white sugar, man, gotta leave that. Leave that home. Yeah. Or not... Well, whatever. Leave it wherever it is.
and a lot of people, of course, report that eating dairy products increases their mucus.
Sure.
So you might want to experiment and see if that's true for you.
Right.
Some people actually, you know, citrus sometimes also gives some people mucus. In general, if there's a food that just doesn't suit you, it might make you make a lot of mucus.
And now it's the time to add in your dark leafy greens. And broths, liquids.
Exactly. And what else do we want to avoid? We want to avoid not sleeping enough.
Right.
Working too hard.
Stress. Well, that's the really hard thing, right? Like when you get sick, it becomes so stressful.
Yes.
And I get sad just because I feel like, ugh, I can't do anything. I get really stressed out about all that I'm not able to do, whether it's like for work or for fun. And it's hard work to take care of yourself. And I think one important thing is to, you know, if you have roommates or family members or neighbors that you're close to, maybe letting people in on the fact that you're not feeling well. Maybe they can bring you up your seventh cup of tea for the day, and or they can, you know, bring you an extra blanket, or they can make sure that you have the soup and other things that you need so that it's not just like all on you when you're sick. That's sometimes really nice, just that being taken care of can often really help with getting better, just having a little support.
I think also accepting that getting sick is part of being a human and many other species as well. You know, because I see a lot of people get frustrated and even angry. Oh, I'm sick, you know. And
Like, I wasn't taking care of myself.
Yeah, and then no matter how good you take care of yourself all the time, you know, it can happen. Someone can sneeze in your face on the Amtrak train or, you know, or whatever. Although, you know, it's good to realize there are some easy prevention measures that do make a big difference. You know, I'm a body worker, so I'm in very close proximity to people all day. And lots of times people, I just gave them a massage and they're like, oh, I think I'm coming down with the flu, you know. So I'm exposed to germs all the time. And one thing that's made a huge difference for me is I do not touch my face unless I've just washed my hands. I try really hard not to, which that was a real struggle at first, you know. And especially, you know, your eyes, your nose, and your ears.
All those openings.
Right, all the orifices, yes. And in fact, I've read some people feel that if you rinse your ears out with a mixture of hydrogen peroxide and water during cold season, that they feel that's a really good preventative. I haven't really tried it. I typically get at most one cold a year, and often many years I don't get a cold, so I don't really worry about it so much. But for folks who get a lot of colds, you might want to try that.
Right.
You know, real easy thing to do.
And the coughing and sneezing, like, into your elbow, not just out into the open, is like a huge...
Yeah, and be aware, you know, where your handkerchief or whatever you're using, where that is, or, you know, but again, also, like, not to get into blaming people for being sick. I've seen a lot of that, like, at my health club, even, you know, people get very paranoid and they, and it's kind of, well, you know, germs are out there. We can't see them.
Yeah.
You probably come into contact with them many times and they don't ever make you sick. You know, it's the immunity of, that you acquire from just taking good care of yourself, you know, just being relaxed is part of that immunity too.
I think you're so right, you know, just to kind of accept that no matter how well you're taking care of yourself, like, it's very possible that you'll get sick, and maybe you won't get sick as fiercely as you once were, but it will happen. I mean, one person said to me one time when I was at Market, you know, with a cough, like, but you're an herbalist, you're not supposed to get sick. And I was just like, for real? Like, what are you talking about? Of course I'm gonna get sick.
Yeah.
So you're right. We just have to accept it. Maybe we can help each other out when we do.
Yeah, exactly. And let's be human together about that.
Yeah.
We've only got a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
Anything else to look? I think that's, well, that's a good start. And if you come to the Weed Walk, which again is next Monday, we can point out some of the herbs that we've discussed tonight. We've got a number of them growing in the community garden.
Right.
So and next... on the streets of Hudson as well.
Yeah, right. So again, that's next Monday, the 26th at 5:30, meeting on the corners of Columbia and 2nd.
And our next show will air, as always, the third Monday of the month at 3 p.m. So that's October 17th. And today we also wanted to let you know where you can find us here in Hudson.
Right.
Lauren, where can people find you?
Yeah, well, you can find me at the Hudson Farmers Market every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., which is on the corner of 6th Street and Columbia. And I have a bunch of herbs for the cold season and various stages of cold and flus at market right now. So if y'all want to come in and learn about them or just see what they look like and talk more about that, please come visit me.
And if you stop by Lauren's stall at the market, you can find information about both me and a new walk-in clinic that I'm starting with Andrea Elliott, a local acupuncturist. I share an office on Warren Street, and then starting in October, Andrea and I will be doing Walk-In Wednesdays, which is a weekly, once-a-week sliding-scale community-style wellness experience with acupuncture and bodywork. So awesome. You can find out all of this, all the info we'll post on our Facebook page with our websites and stuff. So as always, we'd also love to hear from you for our future shows. You can email us at rootsrunnersrhizomes@gmail.com or find us on Facebook.
Great. Well, I hope you guys all take good care of yourselves this week and feel equipped for the cold season.
Take care. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello there. This is Patrick with the Greenhorns, that group of young farmers who just opened an office in Hudson. I'm here to announce our all-day event with the NACL Theater called Agrarian Acts, coming up this Sunday, September 25th, in Highland Lake, Catskills Country. Come at noon for a potluck lunch, stay until 5 for stilt walking, work songs, workshops, a lettuce eating contest, children's stories, the Greenhorns film, face painting, and much more. Details are at thegreenhorns.net/events. See you there!
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Law Office of David Seth Michaels in Spencertown, providing legal assistance in all criminal cases, including DWI and traffic infractions, in the courts of Columbia and Greene counties, 518-392-9150, davidseth.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Harrington's, a local family-owned building supply company serving residential home builders, remodeling specialists, and homeowners since 1906, offering replacement windows, siding, and roofing materials. 800-453-1311 and at harringtons.com.
Hey, it's Cassie.
Hey, it's Shelby, and we're from Chatham.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.
Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Listener-supported hands-on radio.
For Greene and Columbia counties. Have a nice day.
Yay!
If only it was so simple. Only one and the boo didn't really that lono. 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 Only one and the boo didn't really that lono. Only one and the boo didn't really that lono. Only one up the door, up the lado. Only one and the boo didn't really that lono. Only one and the boo didn't really that lono. Only one and the boo didn't really that lono. Only one up the door, up the lado. Only one and the boo didn't really that lono. Only one and the boo didn't really that lono. Only one and the boo didn't really that lono. Only one up the door, up the lado.